presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look! Up in the sky!
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman! Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, bend steel in his bare hands, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth and justice.
And now to our story. As you remember, Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are visiting Tumbleweed Jones on his Lost Valley ranch, and as usual, have run into exciting adventure. The ranch, a gift to Tumbleweed from his wealthy Indian friend Comanche Joe, is producing oil. However, Abner Cheney, local banker and sole owner of the only oil pipeline to the refinery, has been trying to force Tumbleweed to use the line at exorbitant rates. In our last episode, Cheney played his ace card, learning that Comanche Joe had failed to file a transfer of ownership on the ranch. He accused Tumbleweed of having borrowed $15,000 from his bank under false pretenses. To make certain Comanche Joe would not interfere, Cheney abducted the Indian, but Comanche tried to escape and was shot by one of Cheney's men. With his friend and benefactor dead, Tumbleweed's last hope of proving the ranch had been a gift was gone. At Clark Kent's suggestion, he submitted to arrest. With Tumbleweed in jail, Kent started for the Comanche Indian Reservation. Meanwhile, Cheney has decided to get rid of Tumbleweed. We find him now in his bank office, giving one of his henchmen, Dan Lawson, instructions on how to proceed. Listen.
You messed things up, Lawson. The only sure way of keeping Comanche Joe's murder from being traced back is to get rid of that cowhand Jones.
You've got him in jail. What more do you want?
He can still talk. That's one thing about dead men. They keep their mouths shut. Now listen to me. We can't waste time. As you know, I have the sheriff deputized Chuck Connors. He's at the jail now, guarding Jones. It's all fixed for you and Lacey to break in as masked men, grab Jones, rope him to that old mare, and ride him into the quicksand pit. Lawson, are you listening to me?
I don't have to listen.
What do you mean?
I'm pulling stakes, Cheney. I'm through. I've had a belly full of this.
Oh, is that so?
Yes, that's so. I came west to start clean, and you got me mixed up in one of the dirtiest deals a man could ever dream of.
This is very interesting, Lawson.
Oh, I know you're smart, Cheney. I know you've been using me all along to pull your chestnuts out of the fire. That's done and finished with. I'm getting out while the getting is good.
That's what you think. Don't forget I know that you're wanted back east. I know that you killed Comanche Joe.
That's a lie. Lacey plugged him.
You were with Lacey at the time. That makes you an accessory to the fact.
All the more reason for pulling stakes.
Why, you yellow...
Stand back, Cheney. A little more blood in my hands won't make a great deal of difference.
Put that gun up, Dan. Don't be a fool.
That's good advice, Cheney. I'm not going to be a fool any longer. From now on, you can do your own dirty work. So long.
So this is the way you repay me for all that I've done for you?
Sure. You set me up in a crooked business, and you fixed it so I got mixed up in a killing. I'm sorry, Cheney. From now on, I'm saving my own hide, not yours. And don't bother sending Chuck or Lacey or anybody else after me. Like I said before, a little more blood now won't matter. I'll kill the first man who tries to stop me on sight.
All right. Come, Larson, interrupt that shooting.
Chuck, you'll drop first, Cheney.
What? Did he get you?
No, no. The bullet went through the sleeve of my jacket. Watch him.
He don't have to be watching.
Is he?
No, but he ain't that long.
It was lucky you came up when you did. I won't forget it, Connors. What about Jones? Who's with him?
Lacey. I come up to find out what was holding things. I heard Larson say as how he'd kill the first man trying to stop him. Figured it was my call to step in. What got into him?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter now. We'll get rid of them, both of them, at the same time. Clean it up once and for all. Can that horse carry them?
I reckon so.
All right, I'll give you a hand. We'll take him out through the back. Come on, grab his leg.
Right.
Easy, watch that chair.
Yeah.
Oh, set him down. The back door's locked. I'll open it. All right, let's go. Up with him. Rope him on, Chuck.
Yep.
You say Lacey's at the jail?
Yep.
Go down there, get Jones, and bring him back here with Lacey.
Okay. And I'll drive this hunk of crowbait into the quicksand pit with Larson and Tumbleweed aboard.
That's it.
Yeah. Reckon that'll hold.
All right. Go ahead now and get Tumbleweed Jones.
I'll be right back.
Take the load off my mind. Things are getting a little too hot. Not one will be easy sailing.
That's what you think, Cheney.
Larson!
Figured I was finished, didn't you? Well, I'm not. Before I cash in, I'm going to fix you and good. Get up. Come on,
get
up.
Whoa!
Let go of that bridle, Cheney, or she'll trample you. Get up! Stop! Get up! Stop! Larson's escaping!
Seriously hurt, with a bullet embedded in his back, Dan Larson has feigned unconsciousness long enough to turn the tables on Edna Cheney. Roped to the back of the old mare destined to carry Tumbleweed and himself to death in the quicksand pit, Larson, in a dying attempt to clear his soul of the crimes he has been forced to commit, gallops through the night in the direction of Tumbleweed's ranch.
Don't fail me now, girl. There isn't much time. Get.
Meanwhile, unaware of Cheney's plan to get rid of Tumbleweed, Clark Kent, as Superman, has reached the Indian reservation, where Comanche Joe's body lies in state under the flickering light of a huge fire. Six young braves, their bronze bodies glistening, stand guard at the bier. Softly, the Indian drums accompany the chant of the tribe's medicine man. Approaching the council ring, Superman suddenly stops short as his sharp eyes perceive an aged, bent old man drawing near the fire.
That's Comanche Joe's father, Chief Running Fox. Poor old fella. This must have been a terrific blow. He should welcome an opportunity to make his son's killers pay for their crime. Shall I approach him as Superman or Kent? Chances are he won't remember Kent, but I'm sure he hasn't forgotten the man who flies like a bird. I'll just drop down out of the sky and see what happens.
Up! Up! And away!
I hope I don't frighten them too much when I put in an appearance. Well, here goes. Down! Down!
I have come, O Chief, to offer my hand in your moment of sorrow.
Alcoa, it is man who fly like bird.
I am pleased that you remember me.
It is something not to forget. Speak. Men who fly like birds. The Comanche hold you, great spirit, who saved life many moons ago.
Yes, and I have come this time to bring to justice those who have taken the life of your son. I would have words with you, O Chief.
It will be as you say, men who fly like birds. Shall we draw apart from council ring?
If you wish.
Come with me to my tent. There we will have word. Apula! Enter, great spirit. What words do you wish with me?
Look, here is a bullet from the gun I believe was used to cause the death of your son.
You mean white man killed Joe?
Yes.
No, this cannot be. White man love Joe like brother.
These white men, O Chief, were given to evil.
You know them, great spirit?
Yes. But there is yet not proof enough. That is why I have come. This bullet was shot into the shoulder of Laughing Squirrel. You remember him?
Yes. He, young pale-faced friend of my son.
It is my belief that the white man who shot this bullet also shot the bullet that brought death to your son.
How you know this, great spirit?
I know. But first I must have one of the bullets that brought death to Joe.
This cannot be.
Why not? It is the only way to bring the evil ones to justice.
Only of my son ready for last journey. No hand must touch it.
You wish the evil ones to go unpunished?
This I do not want.
Then let me secure one of the bullets. I will disturb nothing.
No, it cannot be. Give ear. Even now, drums beat louder, and five gathers to speed their brother on last journey. Give ear.
Seemingly blocked in his attempt to prove that the bullet responsible for the flesh wound in young Jimmy Olsen's shoulder came from the same gun that took the life of Comanche Joe, Superman looks on as the Indian tribe gathers in a circle at the council ring for the burial ceremony. Meanwhile, back at Tumbleweed's ranch, Jimmy Olsen, asleep in the bunkhouse, is awakened by a frantic knocking on the door.
What? Just a minute. I'm coming. Mr. Larson.
Help me inside.
Close the door. Bolt it.
What happened, Mr. Lawson? You're wounded.
Listen. Hey, listen. Listen to me.
Where are you hurt?
Never mind. It's too late. Just listen. Abner Cheney is responsible. Responsible for everything.
What do you mean?
Tell Kent that Cheney...
Someone's coming. On horseback. Maybe it's Mr. Kent.
No. No, it's Cheney and Connors. They trailed me.
Oh, oh.
Is the door latched?
Yes.
Don't answer. They'll kill us.
Open up in there!
Open up!
Open up, my friend! All right, Chuck. Blast them out!
Trapped in the bunkhouse with Clark Kent miles away at the Indian reservation, Jimmy and Dan Lawson are in a tough spot. Abner Cheney knows he's fighting for his life and is willing to turn ruthless killer to save it. What will happen? Don't forget to be with us next time. Tune in and listen with Superman.
Don't forget, tune in again for the next thrilling episode with Superman. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.